Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
At what point did you realize you might need medical attention? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, let's see here. I told Mike, well, I've known I'm needing medical attention many of times, but the two stories I told Mike both involve my hands. The first one, I was, I'm a welder by trade. I'm actually now machinist. Anyway, they took me over to the wood shop to help them build some crates, and I was doing pretty good going along, and then got slightly distracted and double tapped the nail gun into my thumb. So had to walk on over to my supervisor and be like, hey, I think I need to go get checked out. Hooked in my hand. He almost passed out. I was like, hey, I got a nail in my hand. You just saw it. Just like, come on, you're fine. Just get in the car. So he takes me to the ER. I'm like immediately the most popular guy in there. Everyone's like, ooh, you gonna go with the nail in your thumb? I'm like, yep, sure am. So they all start taking pictures of it. And then, yeah, so the doctor comes in with a pair of surgical pliers, which were Irwin vice grips. And I was like, all right, cool, good deal. They pull that out, clean it all out, and put me on my way. But
let me ask you, what's the difference between surgical pliers and a pair of pliers I buy at Home Depot? Because a lot of times
nothing.
I look at the dentist
and I look around
doctor's office, it's like, I own this. It just says Craftsman on mine.
Right.
I mean, the only difference is it's going to be $20 at the store or $400 to $300 on your bill.
But right. when you see that stuff, the stuff that you could buy at a Home Depot.
Yeah, seriously.
It's your dentist's office and they break it out, or the doctor's office, you're like, oh man, I'm not comfortable.
Because this is rudimentary.
When they took my wisdom teeth out, it was a pair of pliers. When they broke them with a chisel and a hammer.
And a hammer, yeah.
The ones they couldn't get out. Like crack, crack, crack.
And those are the only three tools that they had. I had to do the same thing.
They took it out in pieces.
And I asked the woman.
At least one of them.
She unrolled it. And again, it's like a little hammer. And yeah, it's stainless steel, whatever. And there were little pliers and there was a little chisel. And I said, basically, is that a hammer, chisel, and pliers? She says, well, no, because they have some dental name for it. So this is a blah, blah, blah. This is a hoomity game, and this is a thingamajig. And I said, well, what do they do? And when she explained it, I said, okay, well, that's a hammer, a chisel, and pliers.
Right.
Because those twisty things are going to twist the tooth. That chisel thing is going to chisel it out, and then the hammer is to bang the stuff. Like, you can call it anything you want. It's a hammer, a chisel, and pliers.
It's the same thing when I got the 12 staples in my head. Like, it was the staple gun.
Yeah.
And then when I went to get him out,
that wigs me out.
I said to the guy, I go, are you really just using a staple remover? He's like, well, yeah.
It's a staple.
I know, but it's just,
I want to see something I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you want to feel like it's medical.
I think they clean the staple gun more.
Yes. But again,
that's it.
Do you know what a jigsaw is, Ted?
Yeah, sure.
It's basically you pull the trigger on.
Yeah.
Does that? That's how they take your leg off.
Mm.
Yeah, well, if you watch enough mob movies, everybody knows when they break that out, you're going to saw off an appendage.
Yeah, I mean, something. But that's the same basic thing they have at the hospital.
But the caller was right. They just charge you more for it if it's there. So here's the thing. If I go to the hospital.
I just want to know it's done some other way,
but if I
even
go to
though
the,
it's not.
If I go to the hospital, if I bring my own tools, do I save money? Like, look, I know you have the
Your own Band-Aids.
You have the medical expertise to perform the maneuver. But I've got the tools, because everything you've got, with the exception of like opening my chest or something, like I've got this. So if I bring this, can we save a little money?
Sure.
I wonder if insurance would be like...
If you bring like 2-pound test, fishing line,
yeah,
use that instead of the stitches.
Sure.
They'll cut them out the same way.
Can say like, look, insurance won't cover this, so I brought my own tools. That's all. Like, if you use those tools, insurance is going to tell me I'm on the hook for it. So what I did is brought this crap from home, just sterilize it. I'll pay for that. But that way, insurance can't complain. Like, no. They use my hammer. They use my saw.
Look, I know a guy. I've told the story before. I know a guy, and I can't remember if he had had one before or whatever. Luckily, it wasn't like a major heart attack.
Yeah.
But he was at home and realized like he's having a heart attack, and he lived a mile or two from the hospital. And he just was like, I'm just going to drive myself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I
didn't want to pay for the money for the ambulance ride.
We would never tell you not to do that. But I know for a fact, depending on the situation, like the one I was in last time, I'm getting an Uber.
Yeah, get an Uber.
I'm getting a ride to the hospital. I'm not paying $8,000 again for an ambulance ride that was a mile and a quarter.
I truly believe that it depends. If it's not life or death, like you break your leg, you're not going to die. I would get an Uber, and it sounds horrible, but it's like, look, man, honestly, when you get these bills, you know, like you say, $8,000 to $10,000 or $30 in Uber, and in the end, just pay for the hospital visit.
I'm pretty sure it's the same guys who did your bail. It's the same idea. You know, like you see ambulances out all the time.
Yeah.
They're not getting paid every time.
Correct.
But they see you coming, and they're like, oh, look at this guy. He has an address.
Boom.
Yeah. Bill ya.
Yeah.
At, seriously.
Right. Like, all right. It's supposed to be 10%, but right. Baltimore's such a fucking, they're like, we'll let you out for five. We think you're good for it. It's like, Jesus.
That's their way of saying you're a white guy.
I mean, literally, the lady looked at me and when she set the bail, and I said, I started crying. When I said, that seems awfully high. I'd never had a point on my record. She just said, honey, you're the wrong color in the wrong jail. Somebody's going to pay it.
Yeah.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yep.
At what point did you realize you might need medical attention? 206-803-ROCK.
That's it. Black people don't get kidnapped.
Yeah.
Like, we're walking down the street. Man, when you go to Mexico, you're about getting kidnapped. Like, me? No, man. Not at all, brother. I'm not what they call a return on investment. You understand what I'm saying? And they know that. So
you're a bond fund.
They might kill me, but they are not going to kidnap me. No. I don't sweat that at
like,
all.
She just, like, slides a number underneath, like, the glass, and she's like, call this guy. He bails guys, like, you out for 5%.
Damn.
Like, but they know you're good for it.
Hello, Ted. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Real quick, you guys were talking about how parents delay treatment sometimes because how bad could it be, right?
Yeah.
So when I was like 4, I was showing my dad how high I could jump, and I came down on that, you remember them glass tables with the brass ring around them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hit my eyelid.
Ooh.
And it dropped immediately. Like, I opened my eye, and the eyelid stayed down, and I closed my eye, and...
Oh.
That was the only time that my parents did not delay care.
Yeah. What is so that obvious?
Did you have to get your eyelid sewn back on?
Yeah.
Ah. With a Singer sewing machine.
After, it was all good.
Okay. That sucks.
So the reason I called was because I think I might have told this story to you before, but I had some belly button pain. And after a couple of days, I called the advice nurse, and they said, oh, that's weird. All right, call back if it gets worse. All right, cool. So, like, 2 months later, it's not any better. So I called back, and they're like, that's weird. Call back if it gets worse. So 2 months later, it's still not any better. And I called back, and she's like, that's really weird. How long was the first call? I said, like, 4 months. She's like, all right, I'll get back to you. But, like, just go about your day. I got to work at a restaurant. And then my phone starts ringing, like, off the hook. I ignored the first couple because I'm working. And then I finally answered. I stepped off the line in the kitchen. And I answered the phone, and the advice nurse said, look, we got a doctor on the line. He's going to tell you this. He's going to tell you to lay down and call 911 because we think you have an umbilical hernia, and it could rupture and kill you.
Oh, damn.
Right? So then he gets on the line and says that. And then they said, don't try and drive. Don't move too quick. Don't anything. Just call 911, get them to the nearest hospital, and get this figured out. So, of course, I'm not paying for an ambulance. So I tell my boss what's up. I go unlock my car, drive to the hospital. And then the nurse staff was like, I don't know, umbilical hernia. Your belly button hurts. That's not really... And then, you know, 12 hours later, I died twice on the table.
Jeez.
And they had to remove 2 feet of necrotic tissue from my small intestine.
Ooh. Oh, my God, man.
It was a umbilical hernia.
It was what they said.
And it only took 4 months for them to say, come on in.
Yeah. At what point did you realize you might need medical attention? 206-803-ROCK.